Now, there's a wedding coming up soon. Where's Peter? Peter's the checkbook for the wedding organized. So he doesn't want to talk about it, I don't think. lots of people in church have got married or are looking forward to a wedding like that there. Mary's getting married in a little while. I think it's, 5 weeks? Something like that there, yeah. I'm married as well. I'm married to Joanne. Joanne, do you want to come up here for a second? No, she doesn't. Okay. When I married Joanne, we didn't look like this, okay? We looked better. when people get married, guys, it's really big occasion. People get dressed up for that. There's special music. Part of that we do in the church as well. So people make promises to each other. What I want to say to you this morning is that when you hear about the Ten Commandments, it's really easy to think about that like a list of rules, things you can do, but mostly things you can't do. You're used to that in school, I'm sure. I'm sure as well in your home, there are probably rules you got to keep. But in a church, we don't turn up and say to the person we're marrying, here are my rules. You have to keep them. We don't do that. We make promises to each other, and we call those vows. So we promise to love each other. We promise to stick by each other for forever. We promise that even when things are difficult, we'll still be there. We promise when things are good, we'll still be there. Really important promises for being together. And what we read earlier, when God chooses his people, what he gives them then are not a list of rules, but vows. It's almost like he asks them to marry him. Now, not in a church with a dress and music, but to be together forever. And then he lays out what it will mean to be together. He says, here are the vows. Here are the things we've got to agree on if we're going to be together. It looks a bit like this. These are the Ten Commandments, but we're going to start calling them the Ten Words because they're not really rules, they're vows. So like in a wedding, I stood in church with Joanne and I said in front of everybody, only you and only me. And that's what God does too. We also said there'd be no other idols. We're not going to focus our attention on other things too much. We're going to focus on each other. That's what God says. Don't misuse my name. So we don't want to badmouth the other person or say bad things about them or think of them and curse them. We don't want to do that, like in a marriage. Keep a special day for me. God says that. Now, we call that Sunday. That's God's day. But there might be in people's homes a special day when everyone gets together. We do Friday pizza in our house. Everyone has to be there and have pizza on a Friday. We set that aside. It's a special time. God says the same. Here's a hard one. Number 5, honor your mom and dad. All right. That sounds like a rule, doesn't it? Do as you're told. But it's more than that. It's about loving them in a way that respects them. And God wants that for us as well. The other ones are pretty simple, aren't they? Don't murder, don't cheat, don't steal, don't lie, don't be jealous what other people have. That's really hard, isn't it? Now, I don't think I've murdered anybody. I don't think so. I think I killed a cat once, but we'll not talk about it. Not with my bare hands, by the way, it was a car. But Jesus will say, it's not just a law, it's a promise, it's a vow, it's about being angry. Well, I've definitely been angry, so he's got me there. Don't cheat, that's similar to that. Don't steal, we know that's wrong. God wants the best for us. Don't tell lies, try to tell the truth. That's a big part of being married, but also of being with God. Don't tell lies, even to yourself. The last one's hard, don't be jealous what other people have. That's really difficult, isn't it? We look at all the people and all the things they have, and we think, oh, if I had that, I'd be happy. God sort of crashes in there, and he says, listen, you've got me. What else could you need? Again, if we've got each other, if we've got God, it's supposed to be enough. Boys and girls, grown-ups, we're going to take one of these every month as part of our jam service and think a little bit more about it. So come back for those. We'll make that fun and exciting as we can. We'll make it interesting. We'll try and give you something to take home as well. But these are not the laws, but the promises that God wants to live in, the 10 words, and they're really important to us. You're going to do a little bit of this in Lighthouse as well, so that'll be good, but this is where we're heading in the next year. Right, I feel like we are stretching our attention spans, and the kids are getting restless too. That was a joke. Come on, guys. Come on. I'm doing my best here. Okay. So why don't we pray about that just before we sing our last song? Let's pray again. Father, we might look at all these rules and think of them as rules, but we want to see them as your lovely promises to us. You've come to us. You knew our names. You knew our lives. And you say to us, hey, let's be together. And this is what it will mean to be with you. Father, this is a tough list of promises for us to keep, but not for you. You've kept them all in your Son, Jesus. And we pray for his help and your help and the help of each other this year and beyond. Would you do that for us? Because we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.